WQSDO Amateur Radio Storm Squadron Group, send emergency managers. This is WX50UN, the Weather Service in Norman. In the thunderstorm outlook, severe thunderstorms can be expected across much of Oklahoma and western North Texas after 3 p.m. this afternoon. There remains a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across mainly central Oklahoma, southeast of a line from Ponca City to Kingfisher, east of a line from Kingfisher to Lawton, and north of a line from Lawton to Ardmore to Ada and Holtonville. The Oklahoma City metro area is in the moderate risk area. A slight risk is outside the moderate risk area and is east of a line from Bedford to Clinton to Altus to Knox City. Locations to the west of a Medford to Clinton to Altus to Knox City line are not expected to have severe storms through tonight. And again, the most likely time for severe storms will be between 3 p.m. this afternoon and midnight. However, a few severe storms may continue beyond midnight tonight. First storm development will be near or just east of a dry line and stationary front combination between 3 and 6 today, somewhere near a Ponca City to Hobart to Vernon, Texas line. These storms will intensify rapidly and most likely be discrete supercells as they move east to central Oklahoma. The potential for tornadoes and a very large hail would be greatest in the moderate risk area from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. from discrete supercells as the wind shear increases across the area. Storms this evening will likely consolidate into clusters and lines ahead or along the cold front. They move southeast through the night with an increasing damaging wind and heavy rainfall and flooding threat. And increasing large hail and tornado threat. Thunderstorms will continue after midnight, mainly across the central and eastern part of Oklahoma, though the severe potential will slowly diminish throughout the night. Heavy rainfall of 2 to 4 inches is possible with some of the strongest thunderstorms with monthly higher amounts, so flash flooding is a concern, especially in areas that have already received heavy rainfall. Once again, there is a moderate risk to the southeast of a line from Ponca City to Kingfisher, east of a line from Kingfisher to Lawton, north of a line from Lawton to Ardmore to Ada and Holtonville. The most likely time will be from after 3 p.m. this afternoon. The strongest storms will be capable of producing hail to the size of softballs, tornadoes, wind gusts to 75 miles an hour, and heavy rainfall leading to flooding. WX5UN, National Weather Service, Norman. K2GKK testing.
J2GKK.
I've got the wrong volume control. Go ahead, this is K2GKK.
Oh, you're sounding good.
Well, I don't know if I've ever been on this frequency. It's programmed in, and somebody said something about a net, and I said, okay, 145.41, I'll see if I've got it, see if I can hit it.
Well, you're doing well. I haven't heard too much today, but yesterday it was very, very busy. But this is Weather Service in Norman. It's on.
Yeah, I think you're in a bad location or something. You faded out there. Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure it was doing its thing, and if necessary, I could come here. Name is Mac, M-A-C. This is K2GKK.
All right, Mac. This is Dan, Delta Alpha November. Have a good one. NA5UW.
Break to BK station, standing by for a question, if I could, please. to station VK2FSOV, mobile spotter. Just confirming if this is the best frequency for SkyOneNet operations when the time comes, if it does come today, for the Oklahoma City metro and western part of the city.
I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever been on this repeater before, but yeah, they had some weather activity here yesterday, and I think the National Weather Service uses this for the reportings from the people or something like that. It's my understanding, but I don't know for sure. K2GKK.
Thank you very much. I'll be monitoring this frequency. It's good to jump on beforehand and introduce yourself before anything happens. Again, as I said, I hope nothing does happen around this area, but that's not what the forecast is saying, and so I'm just preparing for that. Station VK2FSRV event spotter, mobile monitoring.
Okay, well, we've had enough happen around here. K2GKK, clear.
You came through very, very soft. Could you repeat your last, please? Monitoring.
Okay, well, we've had enough happen around here. K2GKK, clear.
You came through very, very soft. Could you repeat your last, please? Another station can jump in there just to confirm if this is my receiving signal or whether your RF gain is set to, well, maybe 1 out of 10. I'm not sure if it's a repeater issue or if it's a chain repeater issue, but I thought I'd sort of report back to you that you're coming through very, very low. Thank you for the confirmation there.
Following counties until 12 midnight tonight: Cotton, Comanche, Caddo, Blaine, Kingfisher, Logan, Canadian, Oklahoma, Cleveland, McLean, Grady, Garvin, Stevens, Jefferson, and Carter counties in Poise East and Northeast. Additional information will be transmitted shortly. Again, tornado watch for a large portion of central Oklahoma, portions of southwest Oklahoma, and northeast Oklahoma until midnight. WX5OUN.
VK2FSRV monitoring. Stay safe, all.
QST, WX5OUN. Satellite imagery indicating some developing cumulus activity from K County in the Ponca City area, southwestward towards Tonka. An area of enhanced cumulus development is now showing up in the Kennedy County, east-northeast over Logan, and up across Payne and the Pawnee counties. Still expecting thunderstorm activity to get started in earnest by the 4 to 5 p.m. time frame. WX5 WN.
95 IBY, Oklahoma City.
CJB to all listening stations. A significant weather advisory issued by the National Weather Service for southeastern Custer, southwestern Kingfisher, central Blaine, northeastern Washita, northern Caddo, and northwestern Canadian counties until 5 p.m. At 4:31, several developing thunderstorms extending from 6 miles southwest of Greenfield to near Corn. These storms are moving northeast to 30 and will likely become severe in the next half hour. Hazards include hail up to the size of Nichols and winds to 50 miles per hour. 85 CJB.
650 UM with a radar update. Starting first of all with the storm in southern Garfield County. Severe thunderstorm located near Bison is now turning to the right, heading in a more easterly direction. Next storm is near Omega in Kingfisher County. It continues to move northeast about 30 miles an hour. In Kingfisher County, we got a consolidation taking place with a couple of storms, and it is also showing signs of turning to the east. This will be bringing down Interstate 40 towards El Reno. A smaller storm continues to gradually increase to the northeast of Eakley, about 10 miles northeast of Eakley. Farther south, the storm activity over the Wichita Mountains is very weak and does not appear to be showing any signs of intensification at this time. WX5WN. We continue with a severe thunderstorm 7 miles south of Loyal, moving northeast of 40 miles an hour. Other severe thunderstorms were located near Bridgeport and Geary. Hail up to 2 inches in the diameter is possible, and winds to 60 miles an hour as the storms move across east central Blaine, southwestern Garfield, Kingfisher, and northwest Logan counties through 6 p.m. WX5WN.
Continues to move to the east, will be affecting the
El Reno Airport. Southern forces of El Reno here, but materially to X5, we listen. First, we have a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado just east of Mulhall at this time, maybe in the western Payne County. Another strong storm is immediately south of that, potentially tornadic storm extending down to the northwest of Langston. We have two supercells in Canadian County now. One is producing a tornado to the northeast of Union City with large hail to, along the north of I-40 between El Reno and Yukon. Another strong storm is immediately behind this one, just southeast of Calumet, and it is showing an area of circulation. The circulation area is very close to Interstate 40 to the south of Calumet, WX5OUN.
WX5OUN, N5NUK.
N5QKI, listening.
N5QKI, N5NUK. Robert, I'm getting nickel-sized hail over here at Northwest Highway in Portland.
Okay, Nichols at Northwest Highway in Portland, current time?
Current time, yes, N5NUK.
Okay, N5QKI.
WX5OUN 35NUJ.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at north, southwest from Rockwell and I-40. It appears that there is some lowered areas and they look like they're rotating at this time. I'm not getting up on the interstate for any reason. There's probably enough folks out there. But I'm just looking off south-southwest and estimating winds at about 50 to 55 at this time.
Thanks for reporting, WX5OUN.
WX5OUN,
KD5NUJ.
Go ahead.
Daniel and Council looking just to my south-southwest. This lead edge looks like it has a very distinct lowered area with a possible funnel on the back end of it. And then the rain-free area still continues to show signs of a lowered area also.
Copy, OUN.
Southwest at about 180, 190. There is some low-level clouds that are moving out and away from the main part of the cloud on the southwest corner. There is no updraft. They're just moving out. I have not received any of the winds off of it yet.
Okay, well, current location of the tornado is 5 west of Yukon, moving east of 10. WX5OUN.
Okay, thanks. I have a rope funnel looking southwest from Reno and Council. Rope funnel. South I-40 for us. It's dissipated again. 85 NUJ.
QSD, QSD, WX5OUN, tornado warning remains in effect until 6:45. For northwest Payne, extreme south central Noble, and north central Logan counties. storm capable of producing a tornado is located near Lake Carl Blackwell, moving east at 35 miles an hour. 80-mile-an-hour winds were reported at 636 at I-35 and Highway 51. In addition to a tornado, large hail to 2 inches in diameter is expected to be WX5UN.
Power engine system on. Battery resistance for WX5OKB. Repeat, power on. Line, this is the WX5OKB repeater.
WX5OUN, carry 5 Indigen.
Go ahead.
Continuing with a lot of inflow into one spot. Looks like there's a pretty good updraft just south and east of 40 and Council. Just southeast of 40 and Council. Looks like it might be trying to do something again, trying to put down at least a funnel from the list of it.
Alright, stand by for new warnings. WX5OUN.
Okay,
WX5OUN,
tornado warning for central Oklahoma County, northwest Cleveland, and eastern Canadian counties until 7:45. A thunderstorm with a history of producing strong damaging tornadoes was located 4 miles southwest of Bethany. A tornado may develop again at any time. The storm is moving to east to southeast at 20 miles an hour. This is a tornado emergency for Wiley Post Airport, Will Rogers World Airport, Bethany, downtown Oklahoma City, and North Moore. Take immediate tornado precautions. WX5OUN.
WX5OUN, KV5, if you just...
Second tornado has been issued for southwest Oklahoma County, extreme northwest Cleveland County, and central Canadian County until 7:30. This particular storm is 4 miles north of Union City, moving east at 30 miles an hour. In addition to a tornado, large damage, hail up to golf ball size is expected. WX5OUN.
WX5OUN, KD5 NDJ.
Go ahead.
Southwest wind 70 mile an hour at least.
Location?
40 in Council. Power flashes at 40 in Council and just got a transformer. They're probably right at 75 mile an hour.
If anybody has any reports, I will take them and forward them to the National Weather Service when they get a chance. This is N5QKI.
Got 5, India Bravo Kilo. 50 mile an hour winds, Council. Phone A7.
50 mile per hour winds present time at Council, and you said 87th. Is that north or south?
South 87.
Okay, thanks. N5QKI.
Power lines down also.
Okay. South Council. Got it.
Robert, three minutes ago, the lights went out at 14th Council. I'm estimating at least 80 out of the due east.
Okay, I've got it.
Also, I'm not getting any hail in this right now, at all. Robert, or WX5OUN, KD5NDJ, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Wind gust at Rockwell at 40. I'm going to estimate it at 85.
Copy. OUN.
WX5OUN, KD5NDJ, Kent Nichols. At current time between 40 in Rockwell and 40 in MacArthur. Yeah, and they go as high as I've had some quarters in there also, gentlemen. WX5OUN, KD5NDJ.
Go ahead.
OHP's got 40 blocks between MacArthur and Meridian. They've got the road shut down completely.
All right, let's limit reports to severe weather activity. OUN.
85, IBK.
Go ahead.
Correction on my earlier report on the power lines at 7th. I was actually at 15th. Power lines are down between 15th and 28th. Let me get you a road name on it. South Council between 15th and 29th. Power lines are down on the east side of the road. Power lines are across the road. Over.
Copy, OUN. miles approaching Interstate 240. Be crossing Interstate 240 somewhere close to Western to Walker Avenue. And we have another area of circulation persisting. We're currently located southwest of Mustang, and it's also moving to the east southeast. It will pass northeast of Tuttle. WX5WVN.
WNKD5NDJ.
Go ahead.
Quarters 40 and Meridian. Quarters 40 and Meridian.
Thank you. Oh, you in. X5 UAM radar update. Strongest winds are now between Goldsby and Noble, accelerating off to the south towards Lauderville. Later will be affecting Purcell. Also, area of stronger winds is continuing in extreme southwest portions of Moore, northwest of Norman. An area of circulation immediately southwest of Bridge Creek. It's moving off to the southeast, east-southeast direction. To X5 OUN.
CJB, all listing stations. Message from Oklahoma Highway Patrol Department Transportation is discouraging all travel in Oklahoma City metro area, including I-40 through Canadian and Oklahoma counties, and I-35 from Edmond south through Moore north. 85 CJB. Weather Service radar shows severe thunderstorms located along the line, extending from 5 miles east of Slaughterville to Newcastle to Union City, and these storms are moving east at 35. The most severe of the storms is located just east of Slaughterville. 85 CJB.
UN severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Cleveland County, northeastern Garvin, central Hughes, extreme southeastern Lincoln, southeastern McLean, extreme southeastern Oklahoma, northern Pontotoc, Pottawatomie counties, and Seminole counties until 10:30. 96 radar indicated thunderstorm located near Seminole, near Rosedale, and additional severe storms farther west. These storms were moving east at 20 to 30 miles an hour. This is WX5 OUN.
This is the WX5OKC repeater.